Someone who's not going to be celebrating very much this week is Jose Mourinho, and obviously Jurgen Klopp's press conference today was quite heavily led by that being the big story from today. Craig, I think there seems to be a lot of people who are quite made up about it, but some people who aren't made up by it, and I almost am a bit, because I just think United are in such a situation now that it almost doesn't matter which manager they have, and I think Mourinho is still one of the best managers in the world, even though he seems to be sort of single-handedly trying to destroy that legacy. But anyone they bring in is going to have the same issues, I think.
Until we play them next, Man United are really none of my concern anymore, because they're 19 points behind us and there's that big a gap anymore. So, like, in footballing terms, in terms of the Premier League, they're nothing really to do with us. I think why some fans were happy to see it happen, and why I've never seen Andy Heaton more excited, more animated than whenever I come in. He was shaking with excitement.
He was bouncing around.
Thinking of ways he can communicate to Duncan Castles and annoy him much.
Has anyone checked on Duncan Castles yet?
He's moved on to Ed Woodward now, he's blaming him.
Oh, is he already?
When I walked in this morning, like, I think I just walked in just before the meeting started, the like daily meeting, and I was looking at Andy, and he had the biggest smile on his face I've ever seen. He went, "I'm absolutely gutted." You know, I was like, "Lad, you don't look it."
I think it's one thing. It's that we've bulleted him. We were the ones to do it to him, and that there's something nice about that, because I think we all hate Jose Mourinho, and it's nice for us and Kloppo to be the lads that just go, "See you later, Jose." I think you're probably right. I think the problems don't just stop at the manager at that club. Really, you can see. Well, I don't think the players are good enough anyway. You look through their first team. Now, I know people say, "Oh, you know, you should have got more out of Pogba. You should play Pogba more. You could get more out of Lukaku." There's, you know, we haven't seen anything from Sanchez yet since he signed for them. But still, you go through their squad and there's loads of shite.